So I have I have four kids now, and four children, and they're all teenagers now, all teenagers, aged between 15 and 20. It's a great age group, and I heard that, you know what, this generation of teenagers are going to be the first in living memory to be poorer than their parents. And I don't know about you, I find that hugely comforting. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm woken up by a bunch of teenagers out in the street singing Poker Face at the top of their voice, and I'm lying in bed thinking, yeah, but I have a house. My kids are aged between, like, 15. I have two boys who are twins, age 15. And my daughters are, like, 18 and 20. So, I've had a lot of experience over the last few years dealing with this age group. And my experience tells me that adolescence, basically, is a form of mental illness. That's all it is. The only way of explaining it, it's a form of mental illness. There's no telling exactly when it's going to strike. You just know it will sooner or later. And your child could go up to bed one night as a child and come down the next day, they just turn into this... one symptom to look out for is they like to be horizontal as much of the time as possible. They'll be horizontal in bed all night long, and then they'll slide down the stairs and lie horizontally in front of the TV until someone comes in and turns it on for them. I actually became so concerned about the inertia of them. So I bought a Nintendo Wii. I thought, well, at least you're going to watch TV all day. You might as well be getting, you know, active, doing something. You know, and it worked for about 10 minutes. I come back in the room, they're just lying flat on their backs playing tennis like this. And now they've got the headset, you know, and they're playing online Grand Theft Auto, this game, you've seen it. And you hear him in the front room, he's going, drive faster, run that bastard over, get him off his bike, reverse over his legs, get his wallet, run that nun over, go, you know, it just goes on, you know. And Jane said, who's he in there with? I said, he's not in there with anyone, he's playing online, that's what they do now. And she said, oh, that's creepy, that is weird, I have to put a stop to that. I said, whoa, think about it, right? He's playing with his friends, but we don't have to have the bastards in the house. This is a win-win situation. No telling when it's going to strike, and I know that with one of my sons, I can tell almost specifically the day. It was November, last November, when I knew I'd lost him as a child and the adolescent had emerged. It was November. I said, "Do you want to go to a bonfire party?" And if I'd said that to him the year before, he would have said, "Yeah, let's go bonfire party. Yeah, let's get a hot dog on the way." This year, he goes, "No." I said, why not? He said, fireworks are gay. What are you talking about? What, you know, I was really shocked by that. And I wasn't going to let him get away with that either. I had to sort of say something about that, pick him up on that. But, you know, I said, come on, don't use that word in that way. You know what? Gay is an incredibly important word, because gay people put up with prejudice and bigotry and ignorance and stereotyping all through their lives. It doesn't make it any easier. Someone like you, who should know better, commandeers the word and turns it into an insult. So please, don't let me hear you use that word like that here again. How do you think your godfather, Clarence, would feel if he heard you talking like that, huh? He said, why? Is Clarence gay? I said, what, with a name like that? Come off it. You got to teach them, you know. And they're hungry all the time. It's another symptom to look out for. Constantly hungry. They have to eat the whole time. I'm hungry. When's lunch? Is in 20 minutes. Can I have a sandwich to keep me going? I can't. Your average adolescent requires, I don't know, 18, 19 bowls of Cocoa Pops a day just to keep them going. Just to keep them going between meals. And that's a little routine you see every morning. Come downstairs, fill the bowl with Cocoa Pops right up to the brim every single morning. Right to the brim. Then in goes the milk. Everywhere. Every single bloody morning. I'm just waiting for that adolescent eureka moment to occur, you know, and it works it out. And they just, and they eat differently as well. They don't eat the same, because they have to eat the whole time. I mean, they're just growing and growing and growing. I mean, I have to buy them new shoes every 3 weeks or something. I've got my son, he's 50, older than me, he's taller than me now. Not actually older, that would be weird. Yeah. He would have turned into my dad, and I can't even cope with thinking about that. Yeah. He's taller than me, you know, and he, right up there, he's, and he never understood why on one occasion I bought him the most expensive pair of trainers in the shop. I mean, he just didn't get it. I knew in 3 weeks' time they'd be mine. So, you know. Oh, thanks, Dad. They're great. Yeah, enjoy, sucker. Yeah, they eat differently. I mean, this is something that happens. You know, so they don't really want to sit at the table anymore. They just open the fridge and eat whatever they can reach. I'm going out in a minute. They love it. They've got a little shelf there. They can put their phone, keep texting. I'm pretty sure they think when they close the fridge door, someone at the back opens another door and just restocks it for them. So this is what happened on the Tuesday after this, the Monday with the trauma of the electrician coming over, as you know, I was talking about. On Tuesday, I opened the fridge and a beer was missing from the fridge. And I knew one of the boys had had a beer, basically. This is what had happened. And it wouldn't have been the girls because they weren't at home and they wouldn't have done that anyway. And maybe, you know, I shouldn't have been surprised that at age 15, obviously you are going to try things, aren't you? You're going to try some beer. What surprised me is that they thought I wouldn't notice. Now, how little they understand of what it is to be an adult. You don't do that to an adult. Those beers, they're my friends. That's not theft, that's kidnap. I say goodbye to those beers when I leave the house in the morning. I say, see you later on, see ya. See ya, Jack, we'll be here for you when you get back, eh? Remember if things get tough, remember our motto. Yeah, do that. You know, I've got to sort it out because, you know, otherwise the next thing you know, they'll be taking a swig out of the old vodka bottle and that, you know, filling it up from the tap, putting it back in. You know, I can't have them doing that because that's what I do. Yeah, I'm going to get my own back. I'll go up to their room, take some of their meth. You know what? I should have seen it coming, though. I should have seen it coming because last September, went to a family wedding in Cornwall, and I noticed they hit 14 then, 14 years old then. I saw my son with a pint of beer in his hand, Now, call me old-fashioned. That for me, that's too young to be carrying on like that. So I had to go and have a word with him. Obviously, a lot of people around, so it was a bit embarrassing. I had to go out and have a quiet word with him. I said, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" Beer. You're meant to be driving us back. Three max, okay? I'm watching you. Like I say, wouldn't have been the girls. Because the girls are more class than that, you know? I found my experience with the girls is that they've never asked me for money, the girls. Never once asked me for money. Which, not directly, anyway. They have more style than that, you know, much more style. Oh, God, yeah. They'll say something like, I'm off out now, Dad. I'll be back about 2 a.m. See ya. Okay, have a nice time. Bye. But, oh, hang on a second. How are you getting back? Oh. I'll walk. Through the woods. Credit card, the PIN number, please don't go out. But it is sad, isn't it sad? You know, you just can't let your kids go out now. You can't just let them out the door. And, gone are the golden days, the innocent days of childhood. You see a child go out the door. Bye-bye, Dad, I'm going to a recording at Top of the Pops with Jimmy Savile. Bye-bye, Dad.
Well, bye, my dear, have a lovely time. I should be at home watching It's a Knockout. Are we lucky to live in the 70s?
She wouldn't have done that. Girls wouldn't do that, you know. Girls, I tell you what, girls borrow. That's what they do. Girls borrow. That's their big thing. They like to borrow. Can I borrow this? Can I borrow that? Borrow off each other. Borrow off you. Borrow off everyone. And no concept of ever giving it back, ever. No, I remember with one of my girls, she went off to her first festival a couple of years ago, yeah? Went to Reading Festival she went to. And she said, Dad, I'm going to the festival. Can I borrow the family tent, please? I said, yeah, absolutely. You're going to a festival. You need a tent. Off you go. Yeah, she takes the tent. I said, take the backpack as well. And you're sorted, aren't you? All sorted. And off she goes. I pick her up from the station 4 days later. It's all covered in mud, you know. She had a good time. There's no tent. No tent. Complete absence of tent, I would say. Number of tents about her person, zero. So I said to her, where's the fucking tent? Obviously, I didn't say exactly that. I said, where's the fucking family tent? And then I got, you know, then you hear these words and you know you're out. You don't count anymore in this one. I said, she said, well, what you don't get, when you've heard those words, you're out of the business. You can't do it. What you don't get right is on the last day, everyone was running around, setting fire to the tents. Of course they were. How silly of me not to think of that. You've enjoyed the festival, and why not round things off with arson? Any news on the backpack? No, I left it there. There's no point bringing it back. There's nothing to put in it. Yeah. Once again, your logic has defeated me.